vibration. It's just really super, it's very polar right now, I guess. You know, there's not a whole lot of in between. There's the ones who are trying to rise above. And then there's like, who see everything for what it is, as you just explained to us. But then I also feel like there's another set of people who are maybe living in their ego. So they're still being driven by the same principles they were before COVID. But because they hadn't already known, like there's more, like you can control your mindset. It's kind of like they're still living in that reality that you suggested. That's kind of where I've been experiencing. I don't know if anybody else experienced that too over the last 4 months.
Okay. I think I can talk for everybody in general that everybody's feeling the heaviness around them. Because the fear that is being perpetuated is just unbelievable. And it's really, really hard not to get affected by it. Do you know what I mean? So this is the time when you really have to understand that things are shifting to the point where, okay, I don't know if anybody listens to Bashar. It's Daryl Anka. He channels this entity called Bashar, and it's very interesting stuff. But there's a belief that there's a separation going on, depending on your vibration, literally. And some people will be experiencing something different than other people. You know, you'll still be able to see the other experience, but you will be out of it if you're vibrating higher. Okay? So it's really tricky because I face the same things you do every day. You know, I get affected by this. I mean, you look around and you're going, what the hell's going on? You know, but it's basically something that you have to negotiate within yourself and with your own space every day, literally every day. And I don't watch the news because I don't see how you cannot get affected when you're sitting there watching all this negativity, you know, and just the fear that's being spread. I mean, it's literally, I think we're being terrorized, really. I mean, people are just terrified on so many different levels. And that's just, you know, it's the way people are and people are being affected by it. So it's really, really important to stay in your own, to keep going back and doing these, you know, I'm going to teach you I always, you know, do a meditation at the end. But what's really, really important is that you go inward, okay, and connect with something other than, you know, your fear. And just realize that this is, I mean, even in this experience, this too shall pass, everything does, right? I mean, no matter what happens, things transition, things change. And you don't know what direction things are going to go in. But if you maintain a higher vibration, you are more likely to be outside of that bubble of experience and move in direction. They're talking about, you know, there's the people that talk about these things, talk about, you know, moving basically out of the third dimensional reality into the fourth dimensional reality. And there are people that are going to do that, but you have to basically be in a good space and think differently than most people to do that. Okay. Now, when you talk about different dimensions, we are interdimensional beings. I mean, you know, our souls are mainly in the fifth dimension here too, but and beyond, they're interdimensional. And we are, you know, three-dimensional, but we also have access to things beyond that. And it depends, and it's just about letting go of your physical body, literally. And knowing that you are an awareness, you are a consciousness beyond the physical. You are not just your body. So when you understand that, then you can basically become an observer of self. And that, you know, one of my things, how do you change your habits? You change your habits by recognizing who you are and how you behave and what your patterns are. You can't change what you don't see. So really recognizing when you're starting to feel that kind of stuff, you know, that negativity and stuff, you really have to start asking yourself, where is it coming from? Like, what specifically am I afraid of? Okay. And if you really, really, really stay in the present moment, and start learning that present moment awareness, you're okay in the present moment. I'm okay in the present moment. I'm fine right now. I'm fine right now. Where we get into trouble is we start creating the future in our minds. The future hasn't happened yet. We don't know what's going to happen. But when we create these images of something bad happening, not only are we literally, our mind does not know the difference between a thought and an experience. So when you think something, and when you imagine something or dream something, your body believes that that's what you're experiencing. So the chemical reactions are being released in your body, those fear reactions, and you're lowering your vibration. That's what creates the vibration. So all those chemical reactions in your body, right? So when you're buying into something like a future thought that isn't real, you know, it's not real. You don't know what's going to happen, honestly. You know, you can think you know, but I want to know if anybody has ever had anything go according to plan exactly the way they thought it would. If anybody here does, let me know, because I certainly have never experienced that. We all have plans. So when you future think, you're really sabotaging yourself. And then when you past think, you're also sabotaging yourself, because that's where sadness comes from. So you're looking back at something that's already happened, right? That really, you know, you think it affects you. I mean, it affects the way you operate because it has an influence on your belief system, because that's how we build our belief system, through experience. But it's not true in the moment. You know, if you shift that and say, what is really true for me right this second? What's really going on in my life? You know, and everybody who's here tonight is in a home with food, you know, and right now everybody's okay. So you need to live that way, literally moment to moment, and not allow other people. I mean, I talk to people all the time that we just, you know, I mean, that are living in absolute terror. They check the numbers every day, like that's going to mean anything or change anything in their particular life. It really doesn't.
Checking what numbers?
You know, the number of cases.
I know, and it's so much wrong too. I mean, 30% is all wrong.
But that's besides that.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that it's not correct, I mean, just really living.
Yeah.
Just with that, you know, thinking those things. I mean, when you're not affected, you know, I understand if you're affected by it, it affects your life. Yeah, I mean, you're experiencing it. But if it's not part of your experience, don't go there. Because basically, you're inviting it.
Yeah.
You know, every time you have fear creates that fight or flight response, which basically pulls down your immune system. Literally. You know, and when we're brought up in a society that's in constant low-level stress, fear, and anxiety. We are taught that. We are taught perpetual motion. We are taught that doing is what brings things to you. We are not taught that being is what literally creates for you. Because it is in your beingness, it is in your vibration that you connect with experience. You know, we're running on that hamster wheel, doing, and you know, being in stress, and our immune systems are being really pulled down by it, as opposed to creating something in our minds that is good, that we want, and learning, you know, you have to live as if it's already happened. You have to believe it. If you want something to happen in your life, you have to live as if it's already happened. Because then your whole body, your vibration goes along with that experience. And basically you're moving into it. Because actually we're not drawing the experience to us. We're actually moving towards that experience because of all the possibilities that basically exist in the field for us, for each one of us. And they're literally, infinite. There are infinite possibilities. So what are you thinking about? That's the one thing you have to, you know, the one thing I teach people when they come to me is become an observer of self. that is like one of the key factors. You are consciousness, you are awareness. Everybody's had the experience when you, you know, kind of feel out of body looking at yourself doing something stupid or crazy. I mean, you're like, what the hell am I doing? And you're talking to yourself because you're actually watching yourself doing it. Well, you have to do that consciously. You have to just, you know, notice when you're thinking certain things that you choose not to think and really start addressing it. Even if you don't switch the thought completely, at least you're breaking a habit. Is a bundle of neurons that fire and wire together over and over and over. It creates a bundle, and that's a habit. In order to break a habit, you have to challenge it. You have to say, do I really believe that? You are stopping that firing. Even if you don't switch the thought, at least you're challenging it. And the more, it's like taking a little chisel and hammering away at that. And when you disconnect that neural network, you no longer have that habit. But by, you have to create new habits in order to break those habits. So basically, you're always talking to yourself. I'm talking to myself constantly. When I'm feeling like that, I'm going, okay, you know, what's going on? Why are, you know, what is the root of that, right? What are you afraid of? Because it's always a fear. I mean, all these thoughts are fear-based only. So it's, what am I afraid of? Basically, that's the question. You know, what about this am I afraid of? And is this really, really true? Is that fear true? Or is it what, you know, everybody's saying on TV? Or is it what people are saying in general? Or do, and if I truly believe it, you know, where does that belief come from? And is that belief itself true? There's no such thing as truth. Truth is an opinion. Because one person's truth is not another person's truth. You know, it's like when you're telling somebody this is true, you're really just giving them your opinion on truth. And where did you get that opinion? You got it somewhere growing up, something, you know, that was said to you, something you've learned to believe. That's where you got it. But it's an opinion. Because there's, you know, so when we disagree, I mean, everybody got an opinion from somewhere else. You know, everybody was raised differently. Everybody has a different belief system. But just understand that truth is personal. Okay? So you really have to start questioning, where did I get this from? You know, why am I doing this? And do I want to change? Do I want to create something different in my life? Because in order to create something different, you have to change your vibration. In order to change your vibration, you have to change your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. Okay, and it sounds simple and it's incredibly difficult. So because you have to challenge it one at a time. Okay. I mean, you know, when you're sitting in, we're pretty hardwired. We're running a program. 95% of what you think today is what you thought yesterday and the day before that and the day before that, and what you'll think tomorrow if you don't start recognizing it. Because we are just on autopilot. And by the time we're 35, we're pretty hardwired. And so to get off of that, you have to reprogram the software. And to reprogram that, you have to recognize what needs fixing. And you have to work at it, just like anything else. You know, you have to start renegotiating the way you think, what you believe. But in order to create, I mean, I think basically when you basically when you're still, your intuition kicks in big time. And what we have a tendency to do is when you're in motion, you're not listening because you're thinking. And when you're thinking, you can't listen. We are connected to a lot of resources besides higher self and guides and all that stuff. But you know when you know, right? When you get that gut feeling, it says, okay. But if you make lists of pros and cons, which I hate, and I always tell people, don't do that, you're using your brain. You're not using your intuition. You're not using your heart. You're not listening to your gut. And your gut is usually right, and that's your guidance system. It's your GPS, you know, and you need to follow that. In order to follow it, you have to be able to be quiet and listen. And I believe the most powerful way to change is through meditations. And I like guided meditations myself, because they will take you where you need to go, you know, to just get out of your own way. And all you have to do is follow along. It's really hard for people to empty their minds. You know, people do it, but the way we've been taught, our minds are very busy, always thinking. So just the easiest way to go about it is to look at what you want to achieve, right? If you want to achieve inner peace, you look for it. YouTube has thousands of them, guided meditations for that. And you go with the one that resonates with you. You go with the sound of somebody's voice that's, you know, you like, and their message, you know, if it sounds true to you and if it resonates with you, then that's the ones you go with. And there's a million different topics. I actually love, if you go to YouTube and look for Vortex Success, you basically, it's a bunch of subliminal stuff, basically, you know, for peace, they have like probably 30 or 40 of them, you know, to get over your fears, for confidence, for achieving, you know, for achievement over fears, get rid of your fears of achieving, blocks that are in your way. But it's nice music, and you just put headphones on and listen, and it's an hour or so of subliminal messages, and you can see what the messages are. You can actually look at them. So,
What is it called again? Vortex?
It's called Vortex Success. I think, Cynthia, did you get kicked out? Okay, Cindy, did you get kicked out? Somebody got kicked out. Okay, yeah, it's called Vortex Success. And you can basically just, you know, just go into YouTube and search for it. And you'll see all their meditations, but they're all subliminal type meditations. I think they're really good because you don't have to focus on it in order for it to help. You know what I mean? It's yeah, really a subconscious kind of thing. But what we're talking about now is really doing things on a conscious level, you know, kind of changing your vibration on that level, really negotiating your thoughts, really questioning when you're afraid, why? You know, is it because other people told me to be afraid? What am I afraid of very specifically? You know, it's that kind of thing. Because we're being, honestly, I know the society, I've been here a while, and the society basically is fear-based, but I have never seen it like this. I have never seen the amount of anxiety and fear created, you know, by the people telling us we should be afraid like this. And we were constantly being told we should be terrified, you know? And so how are you gonna, basically it's a control thing, right? When people are afraid, they listen, they follow instructions. It's kind of like that. So you have to basically decide what you believe, what you don't believe. You have to be an independent thinker and a critical thinker. And I think a lot of people have lost their ability to ask the question and say, do I really buy into this? Or, you know, what do I think? Or something like that. And I think it's really important to do, especially.
Well, and also there's a physiological response in the brain when there's complaining and fear. The hippocampus actually shrinks and stops problem solving. And so the fear is actually keeping us from problem solving.
It actually is. So I mean, it literally, so the hippocampus shrinks, but what is it doing? It's going into fight or flight. All our energy is putting into our extremities, right? And it's a very appropriate response if we're in physical danger. But if we're not in physical danger, it shuts you down. I mean, it immobilizes you, really, from thinking, from healing, from anything like that. So yeah, I mean, all these things are literal physical responses. So, and you know, when you change the way you think and you change the way you feel, you are changing your body chemistry. Literally, you are. This is a new field, epigenetics. You know, everybody says we're prone to cancer, we're prone to this, we're prone to that. Yes, we are genetically based and we're prone to certain things, but your belief system can literally change your genes. And they're proving that every day. You know, whatever you believe is true, it is just that simple. It's true for you. So you really have to decide what you choose to believe and where you want to go, you know, with this. And I really think that if people have downtime, which people do now most of the time, I really think you should. So to create an experience or to draw an experience to you, I'll tell you the basics. So you have to basically put in your mind, you have to visualize what you basically, the result, what you want. How is it? How does it feel? And the emotion, it's a clear intention with an elevated emotion. You have to have the elevated emotion. Visualization is not enough. You have to basically, your head and your heart have to be aligned, and you have to use the, actually it's the emotion in the heart that has the greatest electromagnetic field in your body. And that is literally what draws, what where your vibration comes from and what connects you with your experience. So your thoughts are great. Your visualization is great. But if you don't feel the feelings associated with those things, it's going to be a long road to getting there. Okay. You need to, first of all, the best way to go about it is to act and believe as if you already have it. You know, that's the best way. If you can't get that far, you just have to go to those places, you know, basically see it happening and feel the feelings associated. How do I feel when this is happening? Do I feel great? I feel grateful for sure. I feel happy. I feel excited. You know, for me, my goal is to feel peaceful. So it's a whole other thing. So I put myself in a scene where I can see myself feeling super peaceful, you know, and I see Walt is joining us. Yay. Hey, Walt. I'm glad you could join us. Okay. So people feel super peaceful, you know, so I put myself in an experience where I can just feel that sense of peace. And sometimes I don't even need to basically visualize the experience. I just want to feel that peace. And I know that whatever brings me that, whatever experience will bring that, will come. Because that is the feeling, that is the vibration I'm creating. So the experience will happen, will come from the vibration. Because the worst thing to do basically is decide how things are going to happen in your life. What you're doing is you're limiting possibilities that you can't even see, that you have no idea are out there. So never, you know, always, you know, pick the road to get there. You just want to be in the end result of something. You want to see and feel the end result. You don't want to know, you don't think about how you get there. That is very counterproductive. So basically when I see it, I just see myself sitting wherever I'm sitting, just feeling very peaceful. And that feeling itself is what will create those experiences for me. And I don't know what kind of experiences they're going to be or how they're going to come, but I do know that if I just consistently put out that vibration of peace, that there's no, I mean, this is physics. I am going to attract the experience that basically matches that vibration. So that's basically how we go about creating that. Does anybody have any questions or any comments? Nope. Okay. Does anybody want to share any kind of, is anybody doing this kind of work? I know, Jadranka, you're working on it.
Yeah, I'd like to share, like, looking in the future, I'm clueless. For all I know, we could be writing the history now and Vegas disappears. I don't know. We cannot die from disease. The disease right. may disappear after the election.
But when you create that future for yourself, what do you see? Like, what do you
mean? So what I don't even think about it because I don't have an answer per se, but I just put myself in a feeling of being content.
That's it.
Being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Not being like in, how do I put this? Not have abundance, but not being, you know, in a, like, because we're worried about unemployment money and whether we're going to have jobs, whether they're going to pay. So I've like put myself in a place where I don't have financial fear.
Right.
I just put myself where, how do I put it? I'm just simply content, healthy, mm-hmm. and happy. And that's how I wake up every day, not knowing how the day is going to go. And it's okay.
Yeah.
Because I pretty much surrendered. I couldn't handle anymore the news, the stress, all the negativity. And I feel like I'm okay in my own bubble now that I surrendered.
Yeah. And that's basically what you have to do. You have to create your, you know, what do you believe? You have to create your own little world. I mean, basically. And in that, you are okay. I mean, so... you just take a step back and you put yourself in any experience that you want to, you know, just imagine it, put yourself in that experience and you feel the feelings associated with it. And imagine it's already happened.
It's right, because like different. You said, we don't want to limit ourselves by imagining mm-hmm. only certain things. Mm-mm. But I don't even have any ideas of what it's going to be. So
but you're doing the right thing. You know, this is the point. You are putting yourself in a place where you feel content, right?
Right.
And you feel safe, and you feel like you know you're taken care of, right? You have your right. needs met, right? And that's all you have to do. You just whatever that is. You put yourself in that place where you feel content. You know, I can imagine myself sitting on a beach or whatever. It doesn't matter. But if you feel that contentment, then things are going to come basically to create that for you. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Okay, I don't have the visual. I just have the feeling.
It doesn't matter. You just can have the right. feeling. Just sit in that feeling. Even if it's sitting in your, you know, in a chair, just going, oh, this, you know, I feel so good. If you keep feeling that over and over, basically, the circumstances that happen will match that feeling. You know, the events will match the feeling. So basically, that is the key. You know, first of all, to listen, to be still, to be, you know, learn to be quiet, learn to be still. Learn that doing is not, you know, it's part of the equation. But being is a huge part of the equation. How are you being? You know, what are you attracting in your life? And that's even more important than doing. You know, people do to make themselves feel good that they're doing something, but it doesn't mean that you're accomplishing what you want to accomplish because it could take you in a whole, you know, down, because if you're not happy with what you're doing, then, you know, you have those emotions going and that pulls you in a negative way too. So learning to be and to create from inside out is basically moving experience in that direction. Okay.
So, I have a question.
Yeah. Sure.
It's almost ironic that this is happening right now because just this morning, I think I was thinking I really can't be paying attention to the news that much anymore because it's making me crazy.
Yeah.
But I guess my question is, it's for me personally, it's important. I like to be informed. I like to, in a conversation with people, like have the data and know what's happening in the world. At the same time, if I have a problem compartmentalizing and it's affecting my energy, I guess, where is the balance? Like, is it just a personal thing? How much should I take in? I want to take stuff in, yet I'm finding my energy is not great because of it. So do I just shut it all out and just focus on positivity and... So I guess
I think for a little bit you might want to do that. This is the thing. You know, you've said something. I'm taking it in. But what are you taking in? And how much of it? I mean, you're getting a lot of different information from a lot of places, right?
Yeah.
what part of it is real, what part of it is not. You know, I mean, it's like, is and it makes you crazy because of the uncertainty of it all, right?
I think what makes me crazy, because I trust the sources I'm listening to. What makes me crazy with the division happening in the world and, you know, that kind of thing. That makes me nuts. So the more I pay attention to it, the more I go crazy and the more I'm like, ah, so maybe I just shouldn't pay attention. I don't know.
I really think you should shut it down for like 2 or 3 days and see that if it'll make a huge difference. Trust me when I tell you, even if you do it for like a weekend, it makes a huge difference. And that doesn't mean you won't hear anything, because we hear, I mean, you're on your computer. I'm sure you look at stuff. Yeah. You know, it's not like you're totally isolated just because you don't listen to something very specific. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's really, I mean, are you still in LA?
Yes.
Okay. So I know that, you know, stuff's happening there. And but what you really should spend your time, honestly, you know, focusing on where you're going to be, you know, where do you want to be? Like, what do you want your experience to be? And if you spend an hour or two, just start looking at things that are more uplifting and that explain more how basically we work.
Yeah.
You know, how we work. Because if you believe we work through, you know, but if you believe what you're listening to, then you're going to, honestly, you're not going to be able to create what you need to.
Okay. It's funny because this morning, like just this very morning, I re-got an audiobook that had changed my life like 3 years ago, a spiritual book. So now I'm like, okay. So I'm clearly bringing this back into my life for a reason, because I feel my energy a little bit wonky and I don't like it. I'm very self-aware. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. And keep doing that. And just, you know, but really that's really, really important.
Okay.
I mean, I watch a lot of Gaia. I watch things like that. You know, because we really believe control our experience truly and our bodies, you know, so let's move in the direction of doing something for yourself.
Okay.
I mean, you think you're totally affected by everything going on around you, but not really. I mean, because it's your own feelings and thoughts that affect you, right?
Yeah.
So basically, you don't have to listen to other people. You know what's going on. If you listen to them for 2-3 days, I guarantee you, you know what's going on. You know, I mean, it's, believe me, if I listened to it last week, a week ago, and I listened to it now, it's pretty much the same stuff.
True.
I don't think much has changed, right?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, a couple of numbers have changed, but the general dynamic, and it's just basically the way people are, you know, behaving and acting and feeling, hasn't changed. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think you need to focus more on your internal being. And just, you know, I know that you're very creative. And I know that, you know, you want certain things in life, right? Mm-hmm. So just be there and experience that literally in your imagination and in your emotion. Because that's the stuff that's going to get you there. And now's a really good time to do it. Because you actually have the time to do it. You know, people look at this as a horrible thing. It's, for some people, it's a, you know, it shuts things down. You know, you don't realize how you are basically on autopilot all the time. And then when things change, you're going, what should I do? Well, start thinking about who you are and what life should be like. It shouldn't be constant, perpetual motion. As far as that, it should be a little more inward and a little more creative from inside out. And you'll start finding out that you, when you start doing these things, synchronicities do start happening. When you are really feeling good, right? When things are going really great, don't doors open quicker? Don't you find things gel more? Things start to happen when you're feeling good and things are starting to move. Mm-hmm. So that when you start the motion in that direction internally, It's the same thing. Synchronicity starts to happen just by virtue of that you're vibrating at that level. So doors start opening. When you're feeling good, when you're not in fear, when you're, you know, the opposite of fear is love. Now, there's a huge spectrum of emotion in between that. You know, there's all kinds of little things in between. But, and to get to real love, which is unconditional love, is challenging. Because, you know, as human beings, that's a tough, basically thing to achieve. Some people get close. I think when you get there completely, you don't have to be here. So we're all learning. And we're constantly challenged every day. But when you're feeling more giving and more loving in general, things start happening in a good way, always. And you notice that in parts of your life, those periods of time that, you know, you felt that way, the emotion of it, not necessarily what was going on, but that's the way you felt, things gelled, things started happening. And if you're always looking for something on the outside to make you feel good, it's going to be a hell of a roller coaster ride, because it's always, you know, because it comes, it goes. But if you're doing it from the inside out, that's when you can start maintaining that. Because it's not determined by something happening outside of me. I am operating independent of circumstances. And that's the goal, to operate independent of external circumstances. Because no matter what, I know that, you know, we're all basically, we all have fears and it hits us at different times. But basically, you are here for a certain experience and we are all really protected. I know that sounds odd because, you know, you see poverty in the world and you see all this negativity and all this stuff. But we really, truly are protected. And you can see it over and over when things should have gone wrong and they didn't. Or you could have lost and you didn't. We really, and there's always, you know, the next step. In other words, when you're in that void, when you are absolutely lost or absolutely, you know, when your world is shattered, you start to realize, you know, you start to move forward in a different direction. But doors always open. People always show up. Things seem to work out. Even not in the way you thought they would necessarily, because things generally don't, but you see that there are different directions you can take. There's a different life you can have. People, you know, people think if I lose this, I lose, you know, I'm done. It's not true. People go through bankruptcy, people go through loss, people go through all kinds of traumatic experience. And then they, you know, although you're affected by that, especially when you lose people, it's, you still move forward. Doors still open, people still show up. So as long as you're breathing and you're here on this planet, there's always an opportunity. This is saying you're never too old and it's never too late. There's always an opportunity as long as you believe it. As long as you know that, as long as you understand it, and as long as you understand that you're supported by more than you think. You know, when you, and listen to your spiritual book, start connecting with, you know, higher self, with guides, with, you know, with resources that are there for you. Just because you can't see them doesn't mean they're not there. Just like cell signal, you don't see it, but it's there. And just like anything beyond our spectrum of vision, which by the way is very narrow, doesn't mean it's not there. So just operate from that level, you know. I guarantee you, if you shut the news off for 2-3 days, you won't know the difference when you turn it back on. Honestly, I mean, has anybody heard anything really remarkably new lately? I don't think so. Mm-mm. More of the same. So, and as long as you, you know, take care of you, basically, and that's where you're at. As long as you're okay and be present. But it's in the present moment that you have the most power. It's in the present moment we create from. Because you start going back to your past, you're just reliving stuff that's basically makes you unhappy and sad. and is not happening in the present moment. Okay. And when you, like I said, we talked about the future. The future hasn't happened yet. So don't create a scenario that, you know, most of the time we worry about it. We take it to a level. And how many times do those things actually happen that you worry about? It's pretty rare, but you're creating, you know, all that stress and stuff in your body, and you're creating that vibration, and it's keeping you from getting where you want to go. So basically you're blocking yourself by doing that. Okay. So any questions at the moment? I see nobody. Okay, everybody's here. Nobody's got kicked out. Okay, so we're going to just do a meditation, okay? And I'm just going to have you guys, you know, relax and close your eyes, okay? And I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to mute everybody right now. Oops. Okay, I didn't do a job. Okay, so I'm just going to ask you to take 3 deep breaths, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. I just want you to breathe comfort in and release any tension and tightness out. I want you to imagine that the air is filled with an energy of deep peace and relaxation, a feeling of calm, comfort, and serenity. So bringing all your attention to your breath, I want you to breathe in this deep feeling of peace, calm, and serenity. I want you to imagine that you are moving into space, that you're going to be leaving your body behind, but your awareness is going to be moving out of your body into space. And you picture like a needle, like a sewing needle above you. And you see the eye of the needle. And your awareness moves up through that eye of the needle. And your body just stays where it's at. And you feel the freedom of being in that space where all possibilities exist for you. This is a space where anything is possible, where you're no body, no thing, in no time, and nowhere. And the possibilities are infinite. So I want you to just float through space, just float in the blackness going deeper and deeper. I want you to look up and just see more blackness, and look down and see more blackness, and just look around and see all the blackness around you as you float through the void, the place where all possibilities are available to you. And as you continue to disengage more and more from your body, and go higher and higher into the darkness, you feel so completely safe, so completely protected, because you know that you are completely safe and completely protected. Your beingness, your awareness, your consciousness knows that it's part of something much greater, and that you are connected to everything and have the ability to do or be whatever you choose. So now I want you to create a scene in your mind, a scene of somewhere you want to be, of something happening that you want to happen to you. And I want you to just go to that place and allow your awareness to move inside your body in that experience. What is it that you want? What is it that you'd like to experience? So go to that place, have your awareness move into the body in that experience. And now I want you to feel the feelings associated with that experience. Does it make you feel grateful, happy, peaceful, content? How do you feel? Now, in this experience, I want you to literally touch the physical things around you. I want you to lead your energy into this experience that you desire. So touch things. Look at if there are people around. Talk to them. Be completely enveloped in this experience. So how does it feel to be doing these things, to be experiencing these things that you want? Feel the feelings. Imagine everything is turning out exactly as you wanted it to, and you're very excited, and you're very grateful. So I just want you to stay in that experience. Just see it happening, feel it happening. Know it is already happening now. Because in this dimension, it is happening now. And remember, you can be in this experience anytime you want to. You can change and modify this experience anytime you want to. But this is what makes you feel blessed. This is what makes you feel grateful. This is what excites you. And this is where your joy lies. So now, as you continue to really get into the details of this experience in a physical way, know that it's already happened. It's already here. I want you to take your left hand and put it on your heart and take a deep breath. And I want you to express gratitude for this experience and gratitude for having and being where you want to be, doing what you want to do, and feeling the way you want to feel. Feeling the way you want to feel. And this feeling that you're feeling continues to grow stronger every second of every minute of every hour of every day. And just remember to be grateful for this experience every single day. Be grateful for your life. Be grateful for your blessings. So now, I want you to let go and come back into this awareness, into this body, knowing that this has already happened for you. It's already there. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So does everybody get the idea? Yeah? Okay. All right. Let me unmute you guys. Unless, of course, you want to be muted. I don't know. Or unmute yourselves. It would help me out. Everybody's coming along. Okay. All right. So does anybody have any questions after that? Or any comments?
I want to go back.
You can, Walt, as soon as we're done. Yeah. See, and that's the point. You need to go back. And you need to go back every day. My one of my favorite questions is
Your audio is cutting out.
Oh, my audio is cutting out? Okay, can you hear me now? Yes. My audio looks good over here. Okay, so it's creating a vision of the future. You know, and letting go of the memories of the past is basically the way. It's a morning and evening meditation, and I think it's an absolutely wonderful meditation for creating an experience. Okay, so I wanted to share that with you. Easy to download. I have it on my phone. I was going to say,
when I go into visualizing my future, and this is actually not new to me. This summer for me, I've had so much more time because I figured we were doing virtual and I'm a teacher. So I spent a lot of personal development time, but it wasn't just personal development for the physical, but like personal development for my spiritual. And I noticed like the first time I really ever visualize, I was almost anxious, like, am I doing this right? What if I miss something and I don't visualize enough, or, you know, whatever. And so I think just on that, somebody going on into doing this on their own, you know, later tonight again or tomorrow, that it's okay to, you know, create and then go back the next day with new ideas. And
absolutely. I mentioned that you can create different experiences. Yeah. It doesn't have to be the same one. But what's important about it, you have to feel a certain way. Mm-hmm. How do you want to feel? That's what's important. I can't stress enough. It's the emotion that creates, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's emotion that creates the vibration, which puts, you know, which connects you to wherever you're vibrating at is the experience you're going to connect to. So when you create a matching vibration, you're going to move into an experience, mm-hmm. right? So that's really the key. The visualizations can be different. You know, I mean, you can do whatever you want. You can go wherever I want. I go different places all the time. But it's, how do I want to feel is the question. You know, what do I want to feel? How do I want to feel? And that's where you go with it. And you said something interesting. You said the spiritual and the physical. Don't forget that your spiritual is a huge part. I mean, your spiritual is your physical. Right?
Yeah.
Because we are physical, you know, we have a physical body, energy body, and then, you know, beyond that, spiritual.
Well, so that's kind of the interesting connection is I've always been able to lose a certain amount of weight, but then all of a sudden I couldn't get past a certain point, and I changed the diet and I was doing the exercise and all of that, and I still am, but I actually noticed that the more I visualize the positive, didn't live in the problems, but lived in like, what is the solution when like an actual life problem comes, making sure I'm right in the right space, my heart or my head, like whatever needs to be, but always coming from my heart, no matter what it is. So the intention is always making my life and my family's life better. And like having that feeling there helps me a lot. But I noticed all of a sudden over the last few weeks, I'm losing weight and I haven't done anything different. And I actually genuinely believe that part of that is just that my energy has, I've been working on that, those visualizations.
Mm-hmm. And that's really, really important. So just remember that, you know, you are not your body. You really aren't. You are much greater than your body. And you have to work from that. You have to work from the inside out. You know, your spirit, basically you're connected. It's not something separate from you. It is who you are. You know, you are basically a portion of your soul having a physical experience. You're always connected to that other part of yourself. And if you really remember that and really know that you are not your body, and this is just an experience, and basically you can change that experience, you really have the power to do that. So don't, you know, we're taught that we have to do certain things to get somewhere. If you start practicing these things, this is a more direct path to get somewhere, I guarantee it. First of all, you get inspiration, you take action. I'm not saying you don't do anything, but it's the inspiration, you know, it's that motivation. It's the knowingness of what you want and that brings about what do I do next? And then the doors start to open and you just follow the path, you know, as opposed to trying to, you know, there's a saying, if you can't open the door, or you push against the door, it's not your door. You know, you take the, really, it's the flow, the path of least resistance that you want to take. Not the path where you got to knock your head against the wall. Mm-hmm. Because if you have to do that hard, you're facing that much resistance, you have to question, is that what I'm supposed to be doing? Is that my path? So you really have to look at it that way. You know, so you have to look at it from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, if the door doesn't open, it's not your door. It's just that simple. And there's many other doors, honestly. And, you know, you have to know when to refocus, reshift, and start to really get real with yourself on that. So, yeah. So does anybody have any more questions before we close it out tonight? I'm really happy to see you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you ever need anything or, you know, you have questions, feel free to call, text, whatever, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I hope to see you guys next time. Bye, guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Great seeing you.
You're welcome. It was great seeing you.
Thank you, Lyra.
Bye.
Bye-bye.